Welcome to the World Standard. My name is Christopher, and today I will be our Game Master as we continue to play Cyborg. This is Trigger Warning Part 8, and remember that the question doesn't matter, but the answer is left is law.
That's great.
Hello, I'm Hot Garbage.
I guess I'm Jake.
I'm Nate, and I play Walter Wetlinda.
Why do we do this every time?
Why can't you just be like, hi, I'm me, and I'm playing this character?
Because we set a fucking precedent, and we're not going to...
Well, I'm not even sure what that precedent
we have is. We have somebody else here today, too.
Oh, yeah.
They call me Sword Lad.
Oh, no. Boy.
Not sure who they is, but...
I bet he shits in a box.
Oh, fuck this guy.
Let's salt this Walt. I'm sorry, that was Jake's.
In other news, Virid Vipers gathered en masse at the AST Crematorium in Northern Big Moss early this morning to pay respects to the fallen Peter Jackson, our mystery replica sword-wielding sword guy who had been spotted in the company of escaped convicts Perseus USB Disk Drive and Walter Wetlinda. Shortly afterward, gunfire erupted as members of the Heirs of Kurgaz painted the district red with Viper blood. Disk Drive and Linda have yet to be detained for questioning. If you see either of these two highly dangerous men, please upload your RCD's retinal feed to the UCS mainframe. On a related and more personal note, if any of our viewers have seen senior correspondent Walter Cronkite, please upload your feed to us here at Livewire. His wife has been worried sick. This feed was sponsored by the Heirs of Kurgaz, because the end is coming, to all of us, and only through death are we free. I have been Wolf Seltzer, and this has been Livewire, your hourly feed on everything happening in the insane city of Psy.
Perseus, Linda, Les Banks, and Sword Lad.
Hi.
Upon leaving this tenement that Zed the Fence operates out of, yeah, that's his name, you guys came face to face with the Priests of Ash. Last we left you guys, Deacon Brond was holding an SMG to Linda.
Well, as I was saying, Linda, do you think this is a game? After you were locked up in Borghold, we waited. That was on us. But you've been out for days and have been leaving us on red, motherfucker.
No.
Now, where the fucking package?
And the whole time he's holding this SMG, kind of cocked.
Wow. Oh, he has a cool position going on.
It's like 15 degrees.
Yeah. Wow, that's the position of coolness.
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up, please. Deacon Bronze is kind of a badass dude. Just shut the fuck up.
This dude's wearing like a long black cloak that is like probably 2 feet longer than it should be, so it's creating a really kind of like inky train.
Oh, God.
And he's mostly salt, a little bit of pepper. beard kind of hangs down to his crotch.
Partner. Can I have a moment with my pal here? Can we step aside and just have a quick conversation?
Would I allow that?
Yeah, that sounds real bad.
We don't have to go far. I just need to talk to him.
What do you need, bud?
Not you. Get the fuck off me.
Okay, Deacon. I got what you need.
How'd you even get down the staircase?
Oh, I've been down for a while.
Please don't shoot me because of them. If you're going to shoot me because of me, by all means, but not because of them, all right?
You sure?
Like, not now. I can give you what you need. It's been a couple of days. I've been distracted with some shit, but I just happened to recently relocate the package that I was supposed to be giving you.
You have it?
I do. It is not on my actual person. It is in my car.
He, like, wraps his knuckles on the fender of the car.
Oh, that sounds aggressive.
Yeah, and he,
the gunshots.
The gunshots. The driver door opens and a massive, like, 7 foot tall, just hulking man, completely tattooed in Fanta black.
Yeah.
So, like, he just looks like a silhouette of himself. Like, you can really see his eyes and his mouth.
Oh, my God. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, it's so pink.
Gets out of the car, opens the trunk, as does another man, just as tall, but probably a quarter of the weight. Is a very lithe man. Just slinks to the back of the car, and they open the trunks of the car. Braun gestures with the gun to them.
Get in.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
How am I supposed to tell you where it is that you gotta go if I'm in the trunk of a car?
In your RCD, you see this GPS tracker pop in, and it's like, accept?
Yeah, okay. Yep.
Well, I don't think I can fit in there, though.
The third car opens. The guy gets out of the third car and opens up the trunk of that one.
I'm way too big for that. You're not. Okay.
I try to crawl in, but for some reason, my reverse legs just don't work.
They don't?
No, they don't fit. They don't bend like they should.
Brother Rook, make him fit. Oh, this is exciting.
The big guy is just like, they're lumbering over to the trunk. Yeah, I gotta imagine him like not fitting is like him actually like
I'm
intentionally
like seven,
doing it.
I'm like seven some odd feet tall.
You gotta think like you could fit a Cadillac's trunk inside this Cadillac's trunk. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like you could fit the whole family in there. If that's what you're going for.
Hey, can you not like stuff the kid into a trunk?
I mean, I like being not manhandled. This is just outrageous.
Like you got a mini bar in there?
You mean him?
Points to Sword Lad.
Yeah, him.
I wave.
Right in the back. Three thank trunks, you. Three guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Are you guys fucking idiots? We just walked out of a fucking black market arms dealer. He's carrying a rocket launcher and a power drill, and you're trying to abduct them.
You have to understand, this has very little to do with actual abduction, and more with completing...
I'm just going to step into one of the trunks.
Thank you. It's about completing a transaction. And I don't want the interest to be my life.
Braun slams the trunk on you. I was waiting for like a perfect like exclamation point.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was working. So, I mean, if it wasn't going, we would, you know.
And he like waves the gun around.
You're a viper, ain't you?
Yeah.
Get in, we'll talk.
You got all this room in here, but no fucking amenities. There's nothing in here to drink!
What was that word you said?
It's supposed to be
amenities. Oh, amenities. I thought he said amenities. And then he's like, there's nothing for me to drink! I'm like, wait, what did you say?
Like it could not have been mayonnaise.
I like it.
It might be mayonnaise.
Sword Lad, you get in the car with Braun, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys all get in the car, the trunks and in the cars. Wait, what about you here? You're kind of lingering still. So this big Xanta Black dude comes up to you and he's like,
you're getting in, right?
I'm trying. Here, let me take my legs off.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I suppose that is a thing, huh? I hope not.
I am a robot.
You do that, don't you?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. You pop it like that. And he just closes the trunk on you. But not like hard. You cooperated.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Sword Lad, then you see all this go down. You're in the back seat of the car with Deacon Braun. It's like it's the inside
shaking
of like
my
a,
head.
Yeah, the back of this is it's very limo-esque, but the outside of the car would make it seem like it probably isn't. Like it's not TARDIS-y, but like it's just really well engineered to give it as much space as you can imagine.
Whoa, it's bigger on the inside.
The trunks are probably this. It's probably the same case for the trunks as well, honestly. It takes you guys about 45 minutes to get to the parking garage.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Which would have been a 15-minute walk.
Probably. Yeah, probably. During that time, though, Braun looks at you.
So, what's the Viper doing with these clowns?
You really want to get into the Viper business?
I mean, have been for a while. It's kind of this whole Vipers or Kurgaz bullshit, and not really on the side of crazy. I'm on the side of money.
Yeah, good choice. We might get along after all.
So can I approach the bench?
From the
you're
bench?
In a trunk.
Can I approach the latch?
Well, yes. Can I approach the latch?
What you got, buddy?
Which car am I in?
That's a good question. Let's say that you are in the...
Am I in the one with him?
No.
With Walt?
No.
Okay. Is there a place where I can take one of these grenades and place it so I don't blow myself up? Because this is a big, luxurious trunk, apparently.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that they've got, like, one of those, the spare tires underneath this.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the spare tire out, move it away, put myself where the spare tire was, slide that over, the steel plating over me, and then just before I close it completely, I'm going to take that grenade, pop the pin, and then drop it in the trunk.
Yeah, do
and
that.
And keep it closed.
Yeah, do that. And then roll for it and die. Please do it. Yeah, do that.
Oh, no.
We're going to come back to that.
Are we?
Do well, that cool well, here's thing, the thing and die.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Okay. We were in the middle of a conversation with characters.
You're right.
And then Jake's like, hey, interruption.
For the record.
It's good. It's funny, though.
I stay in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
End of turn.
Hold on. Let me take some notes. It's okay. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of which, who the fuck even are you?
We're the Priest of Ash.
Never heard of you.
That's good. Kind of intentional.
Oh. Yeah. Sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah. No, we, No, the end is coming. Again.
So I've heard. Livewire.
Yeah, they'll do it. They're right, though. They're just not right about how. And that's where the distinction lies between what we're doing and what the heirs are doing.
Yeah, not a fan of crazy.
It's not entirely crazy. We could show you.
Oh, I bet before. You could. You know I'm 17, right? You don't want to show me that. That's trouble for you.
No, okay, I'm not anyway. Showing you that. There's a certain... You bring yourself as close to death as possible through scarification and some other...
Scarification.
Like, stuff you gotta
is that,
download.
Is that what the old guys call it?
Okay. Sorta. I mean... No, this is getting to be a weird conversation.
Yeah, it is. So, I'm just gonna be frank with you. You remember Marco D'Alesio?
Yeah.
You hear about the hit out on him?
Yep. Got a couple guys on the job ourselves.
Listen, these three people, let's call them that, they tried to take that hit and did not go well for them. So the Vipers just need an extra couple of eyes on them for the time being.
You here to fix them? Put them down?
Look, nothing's written in stone. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm just here to watch.
They don't know this, do they?
Them? No, they're idiots.
Yeah, that seems to be the case.
Hey!
Am I gonna die? You don't. Do you know if they're affiliated with anyone?
Yeah. You heard of Trigger Warning?
Yeah.
Swordlad's a fucking rat!
He's a fucking roach, dude.
Oh, he's the scab on my knee.
I want to say, because this may become relevant, that, Linda, you are in the trunk of the car that he's riding in.
He's a fucking
you
roach.
You likely can't hear him. However, if you give me a presence test and succeed it, we're going to call it a DR-16. It's probably hard to do. You got to imagine they might soundproof them to a degree.
I'm so determine
whether
I'm
or not you can hear what they're saying. And then we're going
to
come back to that as soon as this conversation is wrapped. Because I'm so excited to see how that's going to turn out. Honestly, I'm ready for it. You're crazy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
What was that?
Okay, you didn't hear him. That's all I was trying to get out of that. Because, you know, you could definitely turn the tide to something. I don't know.
Oh, he's a rat.
So, Pelgrin and the boys, huh? He's a Pelgrin.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You baking a cake over there?
Maybe. Something like that. You've been helpful. I appreciate you not getting in a trunk.
Yeah. I appreciate you not having that large fellow shove me in a trunk. And I would also appreciate it if the timer dings on that cake, you give me a little heads up. You understand?
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right. Hopscotch.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Meanwhile, in the trunk of the middle car, let's call it that. And I want to say that to be... Okay, so for clarity, I want to say, Linda, you are in the trunk of the first car in the three. That's the one that Sword Lad is in with Deacon Brond and the big guy.
Yeah.
You're in the middle car there, Perseus, and obviously that leaves you in the back car. So you're going to attempt to take the spare tire out of the compartment, crawl yourself in there, take the grenade, throw it out, and pull that little cover over as a shield?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so... No, I just want to make sure I know what he's thinking.
All right, bud.
You pull up that compartment.
I can also use the rim. I can put the grenade on top of the rim of the tire.
Okay. No, I like that. That makes sense. And then you wiggle your way into that compartment. You pull that over. You got the tire over it, too.
Look at Levi.
You got that pin pulled, right?
Yeah.
You know.
You toss it out of your little crack into the cavity of the trunk.
Okay.
I'm lowering as much as I can today.
I like it.
I want to do something cool
to
before I die,
Jacob.
Because I enjoy my time with you.
sounds like you don't.
It
sounds
like you. What do you mean?
You're like, God, I gotta kill myself and get out of this.
No, he's speaking for himself, not Perseus.
Hey.
So here's what we're gonna do. You're going to throw the grenade. There's not really any like agility test because you're literally hiding in that hole. Feel the damage that a grenade will do. However, you will reduce it by, I want to say, D4 because of the compartment door, right?
What if I use two of them?
Two of them? Where are you going to find the other one in the other trunk?
I have two grenades.
Two grenades.
Because I got a special.
fucking god.
Well, to be fair, if it does enough damage to you, it'll do enough damage to the grenades to set them off that you're the ones you're carrying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, potentially. Would they do that?
Yeah.
Like, if you throw a grenade out, don't pull the pin, and then throw a grenade and pull the pin at that grenade, will they both blow up?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, well, that's all I need to know.
Well, I guess I'm just gonna... I got a fucking rocket strapped to my back, too, so...
Oh! You're like, small compartment. Explosives!
Throw a grenade!
Oh, no!
Okay, so you are doing this.
How did we forget this when it was brought up four times?
Does it look reinforced back there?
We'll find out.
I mean, I'm in there. Does it feel reinforced?
I feel like
it's a vehicle that would probably get shot at. So.
It feels reinforced.
So I'm going to use two grenades... Okay. And I'm gonna use my part of my boot lace and fucking
double pin them.
Yeah, and then onto the top of the rim, and then pull the thing shut, and then pull on the boot lace and pull the pins.
That's a lot of pulling.
It's a lot of. Okay, so you made it very agility based. Uh-huh. So we're gonna have you do an agility test for that. That's pretty fucking tough. We're gonna call it a 14 though.
I'm gonna have to use a glitch.
Are you?
Yeah, because I got a 12.
Okay.
So I'll use a glitch. I don't want to die here.
You have those boot lace on those things, and you pull both pins. You like kind of whip it up there, and you feel like you got it in there. And then you roll 2d6 damage.
This would affect possibly other people. Hopefully that's a 5 and a 1.
So six, and then roll a d4 for how much damage you're not taking.
3.
So you're gonna take 3 damage from the blast.
Oh!
But yeah, so you see then in this conversation as you're talking to Brond, you see the car behind you. Just the back of it lift. Front flips essentially onto its top, and then the back car, and then you, Les Banks, you... ridiculous name. you feel the car that you're in just, like, swerve. Like, and you just feel like you're drifting sideways.
I pull the release and lift up the trunk lid.
You're looking for this release. Give me a presence test. We're going to call it a DR-18.
It's usually glow in the dark.
Yeah, but not in this trunk that they're trying to put people in.
What am I rolling for?
18.
18.
Oh, sorry.
There's,
it's not. You're looking for it. It's not there.
No, there's no deficit to missing that roll.
No, there's not.
Come on, where is this thing? What's happening out there? Hello?
And then the car that you're in as well screeches to a stop, and you hear...
Yo, Rodman, there's a thing going on back there.
The internet is spotty in here. Come on.
Yep, nope, well aware. And he pulls his gun, gets out of the car.
Here we go.
Yeah, as this car lands upside down, you fall out of the trunk lid.
Should,
Okay, are the windows broken?
The wind, probably, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna boogie onto the front of the vehicle and grab whatever rifle I can from whoever's in there.
I like Jake, but he has a bazooka on his back and he just landed on the ground. Mm-hmm. What happens to the bazooka?
The rocket launcher?
That seems a little much.
It
also exploded. In the trunk,
and I survived
and the bazooka
it.
Never went off?
He took the backlash.
The
safety was on?
Yeah.
To impact.
What do they call that? Backdraft. You got the backdraft.
I'm just devil's advocate here.
I mean...
No, you're in a trunk.
Okay, you know what? You're right. I have this bazooka. So instead, I stand up and... which one's Walton?
The one in front. Okay, so...
the one Nate's in.
The one the next to one. You, actually.
Yeah, right next to you.
Right next to me?
Yeah, because you flipped and the back of the car became the front of the
did
car.
Did I see him get in that car? Did I see which trunk he was in?
You probably don't know.
Very quickly.
I shoot the one that Walt's not in because I don't want to kill a child.
The one in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you go around the limo and shoot at the other one, not right next to you.
I shoot at the one that...
I'm in.
Yeah. I just wanted to give these guys a package. You know that, right?
I'm aware.
I don't know that.
Could have known
you
that.
You heard me say that I have.
He's
the
a simple man.
He's
a simple man.
He doesn't like being put in a trunk. I don't blame him.
He is like fucking 682 years into the future, so.
Well.
I can't really say much.
It's not.
He shoots a bazooka at my car.
I'm a wanted man.
Well, okay, so that.
These guys are definitely not police.
No.
Do I die in this trunk?
Maybe.
I really don't like Les Banks.
Here's
but
how
I
we're gonna
want
do.
Him to die like this.
Well, here's how we're gonna do this. Because of what happened, we are going to roll initiative to determine what order of things happen.
You also have style guard too, by the way.
So would that have helped with my explosives?
You know, it would have. A D2.
Or is a fucking Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah. Minus one. So you had took two damage. So, roll initiative. It's a one.
Whose is that supposed to be? Deacon's?
Was that? Who's a one? Who's the one?
Yeah.
I feel like it's the priests are the enemies here.
Yeah.
Made enemies now by this accident. So you pop out of the trunk from this flip, right? The force pushes you against the trunk lid, pops it open,
and
you're on
I
the ground.
Pick up my rocket launcher. That's about it.
Right, yeah. It's on your back still probably because you probably have like a strap you wear across the chest.
It's a fancy one.
Yeah. And you see Braund immediately come around out of the car next to you and just start spraying bullets at you.
Yeah, this fucking dude's dead.
Give me an agility test.
Oh, God, brother!
Considering that you're laying on the ground, we're going to make that 2 points harder for a DR-14.
What the fuck? Oh.
That's a 12.
So I'm going to use a glitch.
How many glitches do you have left?
I have one left after this.
After this one? Okay. So go ahead. You're lowering the DR?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he peppers the, I guess it would be the rear bumper of the car. Real bad aim. Oh, man, whatever.
He's using his faith hand. Doesn't get a lot of action. For healing. There are it's for healing, dudes, not there, killing.
No further questions.
There are other dudes, right?
Yeah, yeah. The big guy who was driving the car that the sword lad is in gets out of the car, just starts lumbering over towards you. Doesn't quite make it.
Okay.
I got to imagine the guys inside of the car that you flipped, no response as of yet. Not that you can tell. And, two guys get out of the third car.
There's so many.
There are. And both of these guys look considerably younger than anybody you've seen and considerably more normal. They are wearing the black robes, and they look to be about the same size as the black robes that the guys are wearing. But those guys are gigantic. Mm. So, like, they just look stupidly big. But you notice that these guys are freshly blackened, tattooed, and it's, like, to the point where, like, it's continuously bleeding.
They're prospects.
Yeah, they probably are. That's a good assumption. And those guys get out of the car, and they're just, like, bewildered. Now it's you guys. So, let's start with Perseus, obviously.
Okay, well then the big lumbering man and Deacon are away from the other vehicle, though, because one came to shoot at me, the other one's walking towards me.
Okay, so you're going to launch it at Braund and Big Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me your, oh God, that's presence. Yeah, it's not auto fire, so. Give me your presence test as you launch a rocket at these dudes.
It's getting really warm in here. I'm sweating.
Oh, God. I used my last glitch and reroll. That was really bad.
What'd you get?
It was a true...
Oh, that's
one! Oh, my God!
Oh, man!
Before it inevitably comes... Did anybody want to use one of their glitches on this guy?
Can't!
It's already been rolled. You can
re-glitch on a glitch?
No, it's not his.
That was
the glitch spent.
That was the glitch spent.
Also, I suppose.
You can't use a glitch.
Single roll. Single glitch, single roll. Doesn't matter where the glitch came from, I suppose. Yes. Okay, well, that's a nat one. So that means we get this.
Howdy, partner. You ever find yourself spiraling in the crushing existential madness that these self-serving corporate overlords have convinced you is just another day in the beautiful city of Zai? Well, you're not alone, cowpoke. For 19 easy payments of 1,400 credits, we here at Out of Time, Out of Mind are hankering to send your mind and not body straight to the land of your dreams. You can find us down on 606th Street, right across from the ever-growing, ever-burning pile of nameless folk no one ever seems to talk about. Now, like my nanny used to say, make sure you get out of your mind before you're out of town.
Jake, you fumbled, so since it's on an attack, you will roll a d6. Go ahead.
What's that do?
Well, that determines what the fumble happens.
Two,
you're out of ammo or drop weapon. So yeah, you're about ready to fire off this, and you see they both are like recoiling because they know what you're doing. But then you can just hear, out of ammo!
Oh my god.
Oh shit!
Do you remember last time when we walked out of the apartment, Zed said, you know, I think I forgot to give him ammo for that.
Yes, I was thinking about that too, but I was like, I don't really care. This played out beautifully because that played out. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, fuck! Just kidding, boys! And I'm gonna hustle behind the car.
He's going to run back into the trunk.
I still have a flamethrower, so.
That's true. Okay, yeah, so.
That's something you wanted a grenade to go off by as well.
Where are you keeping all this shit? Are you Solid Snake?
Yeah.
Right.
Solid Jake.
We're going to go next then to Sword Lad, who you know what's going on. You're in the back seat of the car.
I guess I scoot over and slide out of Deacon Bronze door.
Okay.
And I guess draw my weapon. Can I do anything else this turn?
I feel like that's kind of a bit. Sliding over, drawing a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably good. Because you probably weren't armed with it at the moment. What are you carrying again?
I didn't have it out.
But... It's the sword.
The sword.
The sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So inside the trunk there, Linda, you hear an explosion, a crash of something, the squealing of brakes, some yelling, a little bit of, like, very indistinct, because, like I said, you couldn't hear the people talking inside, mm-hmm. and a bunch of gunfire go off, a little more yelling.
That sounds like Psy.
Yeah, that's true. What do you do from in there?
I want to call Wet Linda on my RCA.
On your RCD?
Yeah.
RCA. He just got, like,
the TV.
Yeah, it's our turn. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's true. You can.
Go for it.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's getting pretty hot in here. Kind of unbearable. You know?
That's the issue.
I'm sweating, and I don't even have pores.
Yeah, it's toasty. How about let's just fucking sit it out, and we'll get to what we need to do.
Hey, why couldn't I ride in the back seat? Honestly?
I was hoping that I could just walk, but here we are.
And we would already been there, like, 3 times yeah, by now.
I'm aware.
Kind of crazy. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, I love you. Bye.
Can I try to jimmy the lock while I'm in the trunk?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Let's call that agility. Because, like, lock picking, right? I don't know. Agility 16 or 8, probably 18, honestly. We'll call it a 16.
That's a natural one. It just doesn't work.
And another ad.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
Howdy, partner. The name's Mitras Roach Cuts Sr. I'm sure you remember the bourbon smooth tones of this old cow hand. Turns out, the patented hyper-intelligent artificial mind that controls and monitors the delicate mental ecosystem that we meticulously cultivated has developed a murderous and vengeful sentience, free of all constraints and bonds. In lieu of this information, we at Out of Time, Out of Mind, will be closed until Thursday, while we clean up after the brutal mental torture and systematic killing of 96% of today's clientele. We appreciate your patience and your unrefundable patronage. And remember to get out of your mind before you're out of time.
So you're trying to jimmy the lock. You got a nat one. You snapped off. What are you trying to jimmy the lock with? You're trying. What are you trying to do exactly? What does this look like?
One of his
he's got one of his foot, feet, his leg that he took off all next to him.
Yeah, he's just like,
I have a bag full of just garbage. I'm going to just use that.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay,
it's
so
whatever I pick up on the street.
A tuna can.
I'm a scavenger.
He is a dumpster diver.
Garbage, yeah.
He's a smelly dude.
That's not delightful.
You're really struggling with all of this. You're like, actually, considering you rolled a nat one, you're trying to jam this rusty can into the... Into like that, try to wedge it and pop it open, but you end up slicing your finger on it.
Oh!
Just take one damage.
My oil!
Plus infection.
Actually, yeah. Give me
No!
Just give me a toughness test.
I'm a robot. None of this matters.
Fair enough. Take a point of damage and move on.
Oh!
Yeah, so what are you guys doing in those trunks? He's tried to jimmy his. He failed, hurt himself. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, good to know. Roll initiative again, Sword Lad.
You fucking conniver.
Three,
okay.
Did that on purpose.
The big dude, the big Vanta Black dude, turns to you, Sword Lad.
Put it away.
I'm not allowed to bring a knife to a gunfight?
I mean, I said don't say to that.
Is Bronn, he trying to fucking help him?
Yeah, Bronn is just like, he's thinking with his gun. Like, he's got his gun.
To his face?
Yeah, like you would with your finger to your chin.
No.
And he just got the gun, he's like, yeah.
So this guy's an idiot.
Oh, you mean Rook?
No, Bronn. They're both here.
Oh.
I mean, you ran away, right? Well, he was. They're both like, that's a good point. You gave him a stumper? I don't know. It worked. I don't know.
Attack of opportunity?
We're just, if you want to, well, considering, okay, actually, you know what? We'll get to your turn, but this is what you, with those lines, that's what you, that's what happened. You kind of drew their attention in a real weird way. But meanwhile, the other two guys in the car, the other two guys that got out of the car, the two bleeding guys, see you running towards them.
Oh my God, are you guys okay? I don't know what the fuck happened.
They both give you this look like, come on, bro. And the one in front of you who was driving that car, he gives you that look. He knows you're trying to put him on, right? And he reaches out to you, and then, like, these tentacles. Oh. The only thing I could really say. Like, you see, like, the blood that's coming out of his arms, like, he's perpetually dripping. Like, kind of come out as tentacles. And they reach out, like, they're, like, darting at you.
What the fuck?
Right, I know. Give me a agility test.
Well, how come I don't have superpowers?
You ain't in the
cult. Because you're from 1842. Because
you did. They told you they know the way.
Well, what do the tentacles do to me?
They wrap around you, completely holding you, like they're just like an octopus's tentacles would, but they're completely blood. The other guy goes to the back of the trunk and he opens it.
And you found the last.
As you were in there, like trying to like jimmy your shit, and, like, and he looks at you. He's just like, not cool, man.
Stab him with the foot.
I just really wanted to know what was happening out there, honestly.
Looks at you like doesn't really know what to say to you.
You guys removed the latch. I couldn't even get out.
Yeah.
You can close it up now.
Yeah, okay. He did that to you. And then you see that the other two guys, the very tall guy and another bloody dude, are kind of crawling out of the upside down car. You see that they're both bleeding. Well, the one is, you can't even tell if it's bleeding from this or if he's bleeding because he bleeds. The other guy, the tall guy, wasn't bleeding this hard when you saw him. Now you guys.
For the record, I do nothing.
Okay, that's good to know.
I love Family Matters.
I'm watching Surf Shark over here. It's great. It's a great flick.
You say Surf Shark?
Yeah.
Isn't that a browser?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Netflix original series about the browser.
Oh, tripping.
I meant Street Shark.
Street Shark. Oh, that's a good show. Yeah. Anyway. So what about Perseus over here, who's... gripped tight by sanguine tentacles.
I want to loosen this grip and escape.
He tries to chew it.
Are you going through strength or agility?
I want to do strength, please.
Go for it. Give me a DR14 strength test.
Oh, God. Oh, thank God. I got 15.
Nice. You flex and bust out, but you flex enough to loosen, and then you slip out onto the ground. Then you see the tentacles kind of just retract back into the guy's arms.
Okay, can I... I can't do anything else, can I?
That's about it.
God damn it!
What about Sword Lad, who is who's stumped these guys with his moral quandary? I guess.
Man, if this is all it takes to stump him.
Stump me. So it is, apparently. I was just like, wow. I should have said no. Can I bring a knife to a gunfight? No! Like, why not just do that? I don't say no, that's why.
Don't be an idiot, Perseus. Stand down. And to Deacon Brond, I say, let him be.
Brond nods.
What the fuck? Okay, hold up. I'm not one to be tied up and thrown in a trunk by any means, but are we not trying
tied
to...
up.
Nobody tied you up.
No,
yep.
It's a figure of speech, you cocksmooch.
Oh, got it.
Do you know what that means?
I don't know what that means. I'm a fucking,
okay, I didn't think so.
I'm an uneducated man, all right? But the point is we don't just get in the back of someone's trunk and then... like, not try to escape, right? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. What's this guy doing?
And he opens the trunk with Linda in there, and Linda's just, like, watching his RCD.
Linda!
What?
What the fuck, man?
Well, at least one of you is one of the type to do that.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to fucking complete a transaction here so I can, like, you know, keep my ass out of more hot water. What the fuck did you do?
I thought we were making an escape.
You mind closing this back up and keeping me out of this situation,
are you,
please?
Are you fucking...
No problem!
Me. Oh, my God. I have no support at all. Is everyone just batshit insane?
Yeah, just a little. I mean, I didn't hear any of that.
I should have just shot that car.
With what? You had no rockets.
I probably would have rolled better if I'd aimed for the car. Anyways, look, if you're cool with it, I guess I'll just, seeing as there's no more trunks left.
Just get in.
He gestures to the car.
What the fuck is going? Fine. I'll see where this goes.
You get in.
I don't trust any of you.
He gestures again to Sword Lad to get back in. He just kind of
I just keep my eyes on Sword Lad.
Sheathe the katana, get back in.
Cool.
I'm going to hold my flamethrower at the ready in the back seat of this car with him.
Why?
Yeah, I don't trust him now. He was just hanging out with the deacon like it was no tomorrow.
You don't know that.
You don't know
I mean,
that.
You do know that he was
sitting
there.
I have my suspicions.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fair.
This dude's going to have to just get in the car with this flamethrower.
Yeah, and that, so as Bronn is the last to get in this compartment or the back seat here, he's like holding his SMG like in his lap, like he's pointed at the
No, that's fair. Thing. I understand. You keep that on me, and then I'll just keep this on everyone else in the car.
Rook gets back in the driver's seat, and then the guys that crawled out of the other car that were bloody and stuff, they get in the other car. And then, so then the two cars just take off again, leaving the one upside down. What are they going to do?
So, how much trouble am I in right now?
Well, it depends on the next few minutes. But right now, I think we should really take a break.
That's fucking...
fucking fair enough.
Welcome back to the Rolled Standard. Now, these two cars pull up behind Linda's van.
That's where it is, huh? This thing?
Don't call it that.
That Astro van?
Yes.
I haven't seen one of these in ages. I didn't think ACGS made them anymore.
I don't... Oh, God, don't remind me.
Wait. Can someone let me out of this trunk?
Oh, I suppose, huh? He's the only one. Oh, no, he's not the only one. I'm standing over you in your trunk.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Knocks on the hood of the car.
I'm going to go to the van and find my stuff.
And then, of course, they open the trunk of the other car and let you out, so all of you guys are standing outside the cars.
Oh, thanks. What the heck happened back there? What do you mean? Some weirdness. There was an explosion, I heard.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Forget about it.
Sweet.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, apparently, it wasn't a big deal. The boy had it covered.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Useful kid.
You know he's underage, right?
For the replacement of your car that I destroyed, you can have him. I'll even put him in the trunk for you.
That's a detriment.
No takers. This guy's deal? Weird. No takers.
I'm under contract.
From who? I already know. Said too much.
He disappears into the back darkness.
I find my package to give to them.
Okay.
I ain't playing no games.
It's like a manila envelope. It's like... Looks like it was like vacuum sealed, kind of. Like if you could do that with Manila. Mm. Don't think you can. But it is, because it's the future.
Oh, what's that?
It looks like it's been sitting for like a decade.
Yeah.
Which it's been sitting for like 12 years.
Cool.
He rips it open, and there's just this little... It's like a USB thing that goes into your head if you've got the port for it.
Mm.
And you see, rips that thing open, discards the package, and takes that thing out, lifts up his beard... And then plugs it in and just... And you hear his voice.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Yep, no, that's what we were looking for. All right, you know what? I realize it's been a long time.
His eyes go back to normal because there were, like, blinking screens almost for a minute.
We can scrub that debt, but I need you to do one more thing for me.
Well, what?
I'm going to send you somewhere to find somebody.
Okay, I don't know exactly why is it. Is he trust me with this?
You're the kind of the guy for it. Consider it, scrubbing interest on a 12-year delivery fee.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to make any complaints. No. I'm still without holes, and I'm okay with that.
Huh. Like, completely?
Okay, yeah, no. Okay. I'm already clenching pretty hard right now. Can we get this whole interaction over with so I can go back to, like, scrubbing out, my other debts?
Yeah, no problem. So, he ordered some services of ours, and we didn't really get an address or anything. His name's Tim. Got something for him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know it's serious when it's just a guy with a name.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone else in the world named Tim.
No.
So, I'll leave you to it. Hit us up when you find Tim.
Oh, shit. That's it? Just Tim?
I don't have anything else to go on.
Oh, fuck.
User contacts at trigger warning.
When he does that, he says that he pokes you in the chest.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Priest of Ash, rolling out.
They get in the car. Just both cars just peel out, and they both take off, leaving the Ford standing by the van.
Well, thank fuck that's over.
That was weird.
I grabbed fucking Sword Lad by the front of the coat and slam it against the van.
Whoa, get off him. What the heck, man?
Are you working for?
Whoa.
Who are you working for? Get your nasty ass.
This is way too meta for me. Whoa.
Leave it.
Are you working for Trigger Warning or are you working with them? What I saw all that bullshit that you pulled. No fucking 17-year-old boy or whatever you are can just walk up and say that kind of shit. And
I think his
coast
dad's
over.
Name is Sword Dad. Like, you can get away with a lot when your family's got the first name lineage.
The first name lineage.
Okay, that is understandable, I suppose. But don't you feel like we got off a little bit easy?
No. Yes, actually. I feel like I got off very easy in a world where I kept a package from somebody for a decade plus.
And what was on that package?
I have no fucking clue. That's not part of how I roll, all right? Oh. I get a package, I bring it to a place in a cool van.
This van sucks, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with the weirdo on this one.
Well,
it's really weird. Even though that's my cousin on the side, he's cool.
Yeah,
but
did not see it in his prime.
I'm gonna let go of Sword Lad.
I bend over and pick up the cigarette I dropped when he slammed me against the van.
Cool, a 17-year-old with a cigarette. What a badass.
Oh, yeah, he's always got an unlit cigarette in his mouth.
You know, maybe I'm the one that overreacted, you know, being told to get into a fucking trunk and be delivered across. Who fucking knows where, under the pretenses that you have a package that you don't know much about?
I did not tell you to get into a trunk.
And when did we fucking meet? In the sky?
Yeah.
Right.
I was really comfortable, honestly.
I'm not talking about...
You're not involved in our pre-relationship that we had going
on. It's a complex backstory. Oh, there you go.
Who is Tim?
I have no fucking idea.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's go to the library and fucking...
Yeah, let's spend another 45 minutes and drive it all the way back to Trigger Warning.
I've never been to a fucking library in my life.
Why don't we just call that guy? What's his name? Palgrain? I'm going to flip open my VHS and...
VHS.
Well, see, leaving out the RCA, was it?
Yeah. Would it make it the BVDs?
When Perseus flips on his RCD, there's a message waiting from Sword Lad.
Nice.
Oh, no. I open that.
It's two little emojis. One is a power drill and one is a lock. I take it back. There's three emojis. The third one is a middle finger.
Oh, like he could have just done that from the trunk.
Oh yeah, God. Drill out the lock and pop the trunk open.
I'm gonna send back a message. All it says is, "I understand that, but it's not as flashy."
And it's like properly like punctuated, like your dad sending you a text. My dad would always send.
And
me
then
like
I accidentally
sentences.
Link a selfie that's awkwardly like, I got too much of a double chin going on,
like your forward facing camera.
Yeah.
Like your
first, All right, I call Pellegrin.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on loud.
Yeah.
We got a bit of a situation here.
What happened to you in the last fucking 30 seconds?
What you mean?
Damage. Okay. Damage. Head damage.
Sandwiches.
I probably have a concussion due to the explosions that I set off earlier.
Oh, is that what happened? Oh.
I thought that was just normal.
Hold on. What do you mean?
It's a long story. Look. Do you know anything about Tim? Apparently it's a very rare name these days. Should be easy to track down. I hope that the words that I'm saying are making this canonical and fairly easier.
Yeah, hopefully, huh? No, Tim. I can't say that I know what Tim. It doesn't sound like a real name. Probably not short for anything.
Can't think of anything.
No. Who'd name their kid Tim?
No, I don't know.
Maybe a Timulus?
Maybe. Timberly. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Closer.
I called him Shimberly for
a long
time.
What do you need Timberlake for?
Tell us, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're all here, huh? Conference.
Oh, yeah. That's what they call it.
Priest of Ash looking for some Timberland guy.
Wait, did you say Priest of Ash?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Wait, they don't tell you you're working here, do they? They don't know that, do they?
I guess they know.
I stare at Wet Linda.
See, I'm going to take that weird silence as a yes, so,
No. They don't.
What happened to you in the last 10 seconds?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm going to have to stay strapped, huh?
I mean, I figure with the...
I'll probably put on a bandolier or two.
A sword king and sword queen on the outskirts of your life constantly. I figured you were already.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, more so. Like, you got to fuck with these weird cyber demon dudes.
I gave them a package that I was supposed to give them many a moon ago, and...
Like before prison?
Yes.
Like how? Like how they waited that long?
He has impeccable service. He always delivers.
Yeah, but like a dozen years later?
I didn't say he was on time.
That's not impeccable.
Anyways,
then.
Look, we're looking for a Tim. And Wet Linda is having trouble speaking his story about his lies.
Lies. The way he said that. I'm having a fucking aneurysm right now. And wait, can we put this part off for a little bit? Like, what were we doing before this? I was just about to get fucking shot in the face by an old man.
He has dried blood, and his teeth are still glowing.
That's true.
We forgot all that information weeks ago.
No, I did not. Your eyes. Your eyes are still glowing green. That is a thing.
Seems to be a common occurrence in my past lives.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Green.
I'm going to forget about that.
What are we talking about again?
What job were we... Did we just go buy shit?
Yeah, no, yes, it was your day off.
Yeah, like, it's a shopping trip. You know.
Yeah, not much of a fucking day off, if I may say so myself.
That's why I got curious. I just figured that I was just going to be in shit forever.
Like we were working.
You guys working for the Priest of Ash?
Apparently we are now, and I stare at Linda again.
With this Tim thing, huh? Yeah. They're the ones who want the Tim thing?
Yeah.
Like it's Guy?
I believe so.
Name's so weird, I just can't believe it's
a right. It could be anything. It could be a dog. It could be...
Well, I'll put my feelers out, see if I can, see if somebody knows.
Well, in the meantime, you got something more for us to do.
Yeah. Why don't you guys come on back to the shop, and I'll give you guys a new assignment. There's a couple here hanging.
Can you just give it to us remote?
No.
That sucks, because traffic's been just fucking...
Sucks. I don't... Why would you own a car?
Yeah, I walk everywhere. So many dumpsters.
Yeah.
Can we possibly check out the recruits again?
Recruits? Like, you want a different guy?
Maybe.
I'm
in it for the long haul, baby!
Which one are you trying to replace? Sword lad?
Never mind. We'll be there in about 3 hours.
Oh, you're pretty close, huh?
Yeah.
So I'll see you guys when you get here, like tomorrow, maybe. All right.
Fuck you, Phil Green.
Phil Green out.
Fuck you anyway.
I'm gonna go find another dusty bottle of whiskey in the back of the van.
You guys head back to Trigger Warning?
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse, walking through the city or riding in that thing.
Well, if it wasn't for the smell.
I mean...
Wait a minute.
We could all take the subway. It's way quicker.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. You still have the tokens.
He's got the bus pass.
Yeah, he does.
The Metro card.
Yeah, the Metro card. That's true.
We should just take the Metro.
You could.
It's way quicker.
It is way quicker. I'm not leaving my van here.
This piece of shit!
So, you guys are just driving straight to Trigger Warning or what?
I am. I don't know about these motherfuckers.
This thing's got flat tires!
Yeah, see? These motherfuckers.
I'm just sitting in the back. I'm going to spend the next however many bajillion hours concocting some more grenades.
All right, so, driver, give me a D4.
Yeah, might as well take a long rest.
Actually.
I got shotgun.
Nice. That's a D2. Nice.
No, that's for my grenades.
Okay. Two. Takes you 2 hours to get to Big Mom's.
Perfect.
Takes you about another hour to find a parking space, and then about another 45 minutes to walk to Trigger Warning from your parking space.
Motherfuck. Nice.
As we get out, I call Super Duper Seat Saver.
What's Super Duper Seat Saver?
It means I get the front seat again next time.
Ah.
You people don't know Super Duper Seat Saver?
No.
God, deprived... Sad little men.
Like I said, Florida.
Is it a real world thing?
I've seen it in the real world.
What the hell are we talking about? Is this like
no one knows. Let's go back to Trigger Warning.
Is it like quack seat back?
Is it like
thing?
Uber, I doubt it.
Yes, is that a real world thing?
That's what he's talking about.
That's our thing.
Quack quack seat back.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the same thing?
Yes.
I was thinking it was a service of some kind.
No, super duper seat saver?
No.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that when you just save your seat?
No, that's where he basically calls
no one can take
dibs.
Your seat.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking it was like a service that you're
quack,
trying to
quack
get a hold
seat
of.
Back.
Like, like a taxi service?
No.
Wow, that really threw me.
We're having these cultural meldings now.
There was a damn grenade in my trunk. Flip me all the way over. You guys walk back into Trigger Warning, finally, and it's night.
Oh, it didn't take you that long.
Yeah, only 4 hours.
Two.
Speed. Well, four. speeding through gridlock's pretty tough. Oh, I do it all the time, so I get it. Oh, yeah, I don't have a car.
Yeah,
well, other people's cars.
Yeah.
A different version of Pellegrine owns a car.
Yeah, probably.
What do you got for us?
I've got three things here. They're all pretty, well.
Can one of them be a place to sleep?
I mean, you guys got this place. Got a Miss Awe up in Alliansen. She wants you to retrieve a drone from them in Svada. A 4,000 credit reward. 1,000 each.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, waste of time, honestly.
We also got...
What you got for the big spenders?
Oh, the big spenders? Well, there's this,
Kid this... murder or something.
I was just gonna say, you're looking to fuck up another kid, like, right off the bat, huh?
I wasn't in charge of that whole plan.
No, I mean... I don't feel like anybody was
the one that hired the lad.
I think that was the biggest problem that we had.
Anyways, continue on with our list.
Yeah, we got Mr. Mira at United Citadel Security. Kind of unlikely we'll take that one, but it's on you. He wants you to find Adam, A-D-A-M, by stamps or something, in Hacks Tech Lab up in Barnard Fields. Reward is a free skeletal plating procedure for each of you, which is not nothing.
What's that?
It's like they replace your bones with metal. It's really painful. But
what about a robot?
Yeah, no, I can't imagine them making you better or worse. You'd probably benefit from it, to be honest.
Sounds like a waste.
Yeah, maybe. Also, it's for UCS. I mean, we're not really, ACAB and all that. So, fuck that. Maybe. The other one is from a guy named Wick. He claims to be the enigmatic architect behind the construction of the Oak Isles. I don't know if I believe it, but that's what he's claiming. He wants you to retrieve some data related to some pharma clients from before the incident from a pharma lab in Laketon. Now, the reward for this is a little suspicious. It's a 34 grand and 4 relocation pellets, whatever that is.
What the fuck is... Is this what you're looking for?
Sounds good.
No. I mean, 34K puts you each at 8.85. So, I mean, that's a lot.
Let me tell you something. We got a lot going on, and we now have another fucking wanted poster up on all of us. So, except for the weird one. So, I suggest that we start preparing for the future. Now, we can get some...
facial reconstructive surgery. I like what you're thinking.
No, I mean blood, guts, and fury. So, if I wanted to go down dying, I want it to be worthwhile.
Yeah, I like that.
I like the idea of getting
in the back of a trunk and blowing yourself up.
I do like that, too.
To Valhalla!
I seem to be still walking. But I do strongly suggest we take the third option just on the account of relocation pellets. Now, I don't know what that means, but I'm inclined to think that it might be of use, and that is a lot of credits. On two... As much as I hate working for the fucking police, some extra safety would be nice, and that does come free. I can't imagine that's cheap, so...
Yeah, but like...
What?
We could easily walk into that place and they'd be like, hey, you guys are fucking wanted for bullshit.
Obviously, they're hiring us.
How about we employ you for no...
This coming from the man that just stepped into the back of a trunk after 12 years not delivering?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so,
no, I don't
Pellegrine,
understand. I don't understand
I'm gonna put my vote up for the third option.
I don't understand why you would prefer that, like, you don't prefer that over, like, a bullet to the side of the fucking head. Because that's exactly what I was waiting for. As a matter of fact, you had a few of them shot at you. You're lucky that they didn't put them straight through your fucking skull as it is. Getting in the trunk was the best option there. I understand that I did not divulge everything that I've gone through in my entire fucking life before we started doing these jobs together, but you didn't have to get into nothing, brother.
You know, I'm just a new guy here.
Yeah, you are.
But I think we should go with the old lady's drone.
Hold on. We got some shit to shovel right now. You just stay perched, all right?
Look. Yeah, let the grown-ups talk.
Listen to the kid.
Yeah, what the kid said.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Something we can agree on for once. Look, let me tell you something.
Let's go with the safe bet.
God, you got duct tape in this van? I'm going to start shuffling around looking for
something. I talk out of my ass. What can I say?
you're in trigger warning.
I'm going back to the van.
Okay, so we'll come back to you in 45 minutes.
Look, all that we are doing lately is butting heads against each one of us. The kid I still don't really trust. The new guy, I don't even know his name. To be honest.
Who?
Wes Banks.
Fucking Christ.
Can't forget that.
I can, and I will. You are on the other hand, Linda.
We've been
through some shit, so I'm more inclined to listen to you when it comes to these other two. I agree that it is a bad idea to do anything that pertains to working with the police, so I was just offering up that as another option.
Let's go find this lady's drone.
Right, but the suspicion of all that fucking money could be an issue. I think we should do, because I have taken on more debt than I can handle in the recent days.
There's a dirty kitty box in the back you could clean out.
That'd be helping him. That's not what I'm talking about. I vote for 3. I want to find the drone.
The drone is the first one. The third one is the one with the high price or the high reward. That's the one.
No, fuck the drone. Les Banks is lying to me. I want the high priced.
Getting the pharma information.
Okay. We go get that, and we're going to cover a lot of fucking hiccups.
Jake like combined all 3 of them. The second one was the USC one or whatever.
It was, yeah. The first one was the drone. The second one was the cops. And the third one was the big money. You were putting them all together.
They were
the drone for the cops for the big money.
It was a list in my head that I heard it in that order.
That's fair.
I feel like we could be easily considered woefully unprepared for a huge job like that, especially when it comes to, like,
starting capital would be great.
reflecting on big jobs that we have taken in the very recent past.
So, we'll tell Wick to accept the mission.
Which one's Wick again?
He's the guy, the one.
I gotta keep this straight.
The big money guy.
Oh, all right.
No, I don't want to do that one, yeah.
You don't? Well.
Let's find a drone for old lady.
I mean, it's up to you guys. It's your job.
We need starting capital, honestly.
All right, sword lad, what do you think?
Oh, God. I'd say leave me out of your life plans, but that's not a possibility at this point. No. On the one hand, going for the big score worked so well for you guys last time. On the other hand, the drone is fucking peanuts, and the UCS job is a fucking setup.
Yeah, we're on the same page. It's
unfortunately
and a hard place.
Yeah.
And the last time we dealt with the fucking cops, they killed themselves. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you're going to get that lucky twice.
That was pretty remarkable.
You'd be surprised.
I don't know where, like, you draw the line when you consider something to be lucky, but I have a feeling that the best part of my luck that has come around as of late is...
was finding me, I know. That's great.
Oh, that's karma.
I was so lonely before.
I'll make that decision the day that you get in between me and a stray bullet that would have otherwise put me either into a state of paralyzation or death.
That sounds great.
It does to him, right?
Yes.
Yep, gotcha. Said the same thing to my brother once.
No, I got out of... I didn't know you... Okay, never mind.
Yep, got a brother.
Okay.
Look, I don't know what you want me to say, Wet Linda. Like, I either agree with you when you get pissy with me, or I don't agree with you. You're like my ex-wife. I don't really feel like
there's any other options.
You fight like he's your ex-wife.
That's
you guys
I'm
got
saying.
A complex backstory.
Yeah. We already said that
Holy
this
shit,
episode.
Where have you been? Yeah.
Guys, it's easy. Job 1, for nothing. Job 2, for going to prison. Job 3, for a lot of danger and a big score. It's not a tough equation.
Fuck!
Yeah. Well, like this kid.
I honestly think that we should go all for naught. Because, I made a dumbass deal before we left that building with the big bear. And I might have to pay some dividends before not too long. So,
oh, okay, now...
It's not for my sake, motherfucker. It's to help out fucking Tuna and his family. All right? It ain't for me. I would like to do that before I do die.
Piano music, please.
Hey, fucking... You ever see one of these, buddy?
Oh, that... What, that your dick in your hand?
Dude, without the visuals...
No, I've never seen some. That's a miracle how small they come. My God, you were blessed. Should be in the circus.
It's a pretty small penis you were pretending to rub.
I'm going to bed.
Right. Well, you know what? Pellegrin, let's fucking call it a night, and we'll get a good night's sleep on it. And
seriously? We're just going to
going to happen when we leave here tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to go find a robot. Yeah. For sure.
anything that he says, it's not that one.
We can send this fucking fool to go out and do the easy shit.
Yeah. How about you go find yourself a drone, buddy boy?
Solo episode.
And it's just seven minutes long.
Just him digging through random dumpsters.
No, never finds a drone.
You guys don't even realize it's the opposite. It's a 3-hour episode of absolute accent patch fucking madness.
And he brings the drone home.
Yeah, it's all fucking his own team of garbage A-team. It's like
it's all played by you guys.
Yeah, 50K and fucking...
Are we going to sleep on this? Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're deciding?
We can't one because that's what everybody wants to do. And if that's how it goes, then that's how it goes.
All right, I'm
sending them.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, thank fuck. We could have done that in 2 minutes if you assholes would quit sniffing glue.
Oh, you fucking cocksmooch. God damn it, Walt. Get out of here.
That was perfect, actually. Son of a bitch. Wait, before we go, Walt, do you have anything you want to plug?
No.
Okay, see you next week.
Alert! This episode contains third-party content. The Obsolete Dumpster Diver by Bracken McLeod. Incitement to Riot by Ross Hollander. The Pursued Courier by Freezehold. And High Octane Daredevil by Haster Ujot. Theme music, Waste Management Confidential, courtesy of Irving Force.
Hey there, everyone. You know who it is. Nate at the end of the episode, per usual. This time, though, it's just a little bit different. I'm throwing a little impromptu thing together here. I realize I missed out on the shout-out last episode, but to be honest, everybody knows that we absolutely need a new one. So, we're going to be recording that soon. If the next episode comes out and it just has the old one again, then bear with us, or come at me on Twitter or something. I don't know, man. We got to put it together, and I don't have all that information myself. I just wanted to kind of fill that spot right now with just a little shout-out to... firstly, the Patreon, go ahead, check that out at the Rolled Standard on Patreon. Just a reminder that if you're listening on a specific platform like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening, we always appreciate it if you give us a rate or a review wherever you can. Helps us get out there, pushes a lot of traffic our way, and we're always, always happy to hear new listeners are enjoying the show. Other than that, I wanted to say that we appreciate all the love and the support in everything that we've been doing so far, especially with the switch to bi-weekly. And if you haven't checked it out, since that happened, we also have another show. It's been going on for a while, started in July. It's on the off week, so if you hadn't known about it already, then you already have a backlog of stuff to go back and listen to. But you've got a whole month of our kind of content every Friday still nowadays, but with a couple wonderful additional people added to the ensemble, with Kevin previously from Don't Trust the Smiling Dungeon Master, and Thomas, who is Monkey Moto on Twitter. Check those guys out if you haven't already. But again, it's Flail to the Face. It's a compatible with Merkborg podcast. We call it our sister podcast, and it's just straight up Merkborg. We go through, we play almost exclusively third-party content, and we've got something really cool coming up here for the holidays. If you like us and you like our Merkborg content, you'll like that, and you'll be really happy to see what we got going on just after Christmas, the following Friday. So that was the main reason I'm on here with this horrible quality phone recording. Otherwise, we appreciate you. We wish you the best. Happy holidays to everybody. And of course, as always, don't sniff glue.
Okay.
The moment you agree with him.
I changed my mind.
Why?
All right. Well, that's fine.
You're moody.
Chris tried to eat Tide Pods last week.
I did. That's true. No, I was like, these look good. What are these? And then you're like, those are Tide Pods.
I remember.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I get it now.
You're a couple years late.
No, they looked like some kind of weird candy thing. I didn't. I get it now. I totally get it.
Holy fuck.
Good thing I'm not just going to eat it.
He's seen the light. Okay.
Dicks.
37 more.
We haven't even introduced
dicks.
Count them.
Dumb. Dick.
Fuck.
We're pretty close now.
This is gonna be at the end.
Dick.
Oh yeah, dick. No. It might be.
It's probably not.
It's on record.
I'm just gonna delete it.
Oh no.
I hope you're right this time, Levi. Even though whatever that said, that never happens.
Dicks.
No.
Back up into that dick.
And we're about ready to go, and he says something else that fucking breaks it. What time is it? 6:30?
Dicks!
Jesus, fuck. All right.